even in the most emotional moments, such as Petrushka's sadness. Even here, that sense of objectivity is maintained. It's so touchingly mechanical. You see, the more mechanically and pitilessly Stravinsky presents it, the more moving it is to us. Or take Petrushka's despair. Same thing, objective as a bugle call, but full of despair. And the same is true of Le Sacre, the Rite of Spring, that marvelous opening, comes to us from a great distance. And Stravinsky brings it close to us, but he himself, the ego of Igor, remains at a respectful distance. And that's why the Adornos of this world cannot see him as a sincere artist, because a sincere composer should express his emotions directly, subjectively, like Schubert saying, du bist die Ruhe. That's how Wagner did it, and thus Schoenberg as well. But Stravinsky, can you imagine Stravinsky saying, ich liebe dich, just like that? Out of the question. He was much too much of the great artificer. What were these artifices of his? What exactly was he carrying in that conjurer's bag of tricks? Well, they were simply those bigger and better ambiguities I promised you last time, those constantly freshening fresheners of tonality, which kept it alive and kept musical progress constantly on the move.